Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today we're joined by Deputy General Manager Justin Fitzpatrick Barr. Justin, thank you very much for stepping in for Jason while he's away.
Thanks, Andrew. No problem.
Mate, there's no truth to the rumour. The reason he didn't front up is because the Knights got beaten again for 2 weeks in a row. He suffers when these sorts of things happen.
Yeah, mate, he does, but I think he'd be suffering more at the moment. He's on a Mark Hughes Foundation bike ride in Northern Territory, so I think he'll be suffering somewhat out there.
He deserves definitely some congratulations for the effort. I look forward to having a chat to him when he gets back. So let's have a chat about what is happening around Singleton. Got the Mattress Muster this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We've got the Mattress Muster happening on Saturday the 9th of April at the Singleton Waste Management Facility between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Anyone in the Singleton LGA can drop off 4 mattresses free. A good way to help people dispose of unwanted mattresses, but most importantly, it prevents mattresses going to landfill, which is certainly a good resource recovery issue that we're working on. And the best thing, it's drive-through, and there'll be staff there to help on site.
That is a really good way of doing it. And a large percentage of the mattresses actually are recycled, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So they take out all the inners of the mattresses and try and use as much material as possible, and I think it's up around 75% of the material gets reused, recovered, recycled.
Fantastic stuff. So if you're in the Singleton LGA this weekend, you've got some mattresses to get rid of, then head on down to the Waste Management Centre after 10 a.m. Make sure you got your identification because they're going to double check on that. Now, there's some white card training that's available.
Yeah, so at our youth venue centre, there's some training organised for teenagers between the age of 15 and 18. And the white card's an essential requirement for anyone working in the construction industry, so it's a great opportunity for the kids in the area. Initial course during the school holidays, which starts on Tuesday, 12th of April, is all but booked out, but please keep an eye out for future opportunities that Singleton Youth Centre is going to arrange and organise, and that will be on the Facebook page. The catch to it is young people must be a member of Singleton Youth Venue to attend.
And finally, there's going to be some lighting at a couple of parks.
Yeah, so there's some planned lighting upgrades for Howe Park and Cook Park. It's great news for our cricket, football, Aussie rules teams in the Singleton area. Players will be excited to learn that almost 750,000 in lighting upgrades will be taking place. So we're doing some early geotech investigations. They're about to kick off just to get some understanding of that foundations for designing the footings. There'll be smart lighting, sustainable lighting, so that means nighttime training, the lighting can be adjusted. It will be dimmable, and that will be controlled by the sports clubs via an app on their phone. And we're hoping to have all the works completed by mid-July, though that's weather permitting.
Yeah, that says a lot at the moment, weather permitting, doesn't it?
Oh, look, we're only just talking today at the leadership team meeting, and we tried to organise a recovery session with the Putty residents who have been impacted by recent rain events, and 3 times it was cancelled because of further rain.
So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's an example of the conditions at the moment, mate. Yeah, for sure.
All right. And Justin, before I let you go, you and I were talking before the interview. You were telling us you're a Newtown fan. You don't come across too many Newtown fans anymore. But given that you're filling in for Jason, you've got to tell me how much the Knights are going to flog the Seagulls by tonight.
Oh, mate, look, I hope the Knights do really well. The Knights are my second team, obviously, growing up in Cessnock. The Knights are my second team.
Yep.
Look, I'd love to see them win by 20. I don't think they'll win by 20, but I believe Turbo's out, so we might have a chance to do them and put a few points on them. And right, hopefully that ain't put many on us.
And you can always remember the 1997 Grand Final whenever it comes to Newcastle and Manly. I know I enjoy watching it again too.
Mate, who'd ever forget? I think, anyone that was around at that time would remember the parties that carried on afterwards.
In a big way. Yeah. Justin Fitzpatrick Barr, thank you very much for joining us to keep us up to date with what's happening in Singleton.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for your time.